And with me is Grand Marais Rec Park manager, Dave Terstig, and we're going to talk about summer camping here in the middle of a blizzard.
Yes, well, it's never too early to
talk about summer camping because we know it's going to go away, right?
We know.
The snow.
It's going to be 50 this weekend, and the ground is warming up, and the frost is coming out, and we'll be soon turning on the water at the rec park.
You had some special event applications.
Yeah, summer's inevitable, and events are a big part of summer. Special events, use of the park space is always on our spring to-do list for the special event applications that we review. And last night, the board reviewed a car show application for the Classic Car Show.
Right.
That's June 6th, the big kind of kickoff to the summer event season is June 6th, the Classic Car Show, downtown Grand Marais. They'll be right down on Wisconsin Street and Harbor Park. We will be deploying the tensil structure, our big blue tent.
I see the big blue tensil.
Okay. Yeah, that'll go up. Splinter Tones are going to play the party. Big band and a big sound. And they're liking to play in Harbor Park on the Saturdays in the summer when nothing else is going on. And then the big one, the Radio Waves.
Oh, yes.
The event of the season.
It's turned into that, yeah. An unpretentious first celebration turned into it's not going away.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have a good thing and it gets better every year.
Yeah.
And so I think we're on to maybe the 8th annual Radio Waves this fall, this September. And of course, that was approved, but not without a little discussion of logistics and parking and
as you get security. Bigger and more complicated, you do get more people coming, and just handling where they're going to park and how they move them about becomes an issue that wasn't there a few years ago.
It's a good problem to have, but it's going to be managed a little better this year. We're hoping to employ some volunteers or some parking attendants, some staff on the city side of the fence to keep things under control.
So that we can advertise it as valet parking?
Well, I suggested we do some event parking, $20 or so, to do at the Dome.
Oh, you're always thinking about money. I don't know.
But no, valet would be good, too, for the real, VIP rock stars.
Yeah, right, yeah.
For our headliners.
So what about speaking of money, what about the general park situation? I mean, you've been going back and forth on changing, occupancy and rates and this sort of thing. We're getting pretty close to the opening here.
Yeah, nothing's going to... I mean, we have been discussing monthly strategy and policies for our monthly sites. It's been on the docket the last few meetings. As far as this season, the rates are set. The occupancy is very strong. I mean, we don't... There's not going to be any last-minute changes to this... to the rate structure, to the site assignments, or anything. No changes this year. So rest assured, your site is secure. If you're a monthly, you're coming back, and we've got you booked, and we're happy to see you. But we're really spending some time talking strategy and sites and views, prime sites, lakeside sites. We've got some prime real estate down there, and there's been good discussion on rates and discounting that view and whether or not that's a good idea. And so, we've got 300 sites, and about 90 of them are in a monthly pool with a monthly rate that's at a discount. And so we're trying to find that fit of which are the best sites for the discount. And it's going to take some time. We did more talk last night on if we are going to offer lakeside monthly sites, what would be a reasonable rate increase for that opportunity, for that view. But more work in progress on the structure of that rate, and that would be decided on in the fall, in November or December for next season, for 2016. So
are you and the park staff just sitting around waiting for things to start to warm up so that you can turn the water on and get all that stuff going? Is there any is there kind of an average turn on the spigot day?
Yeah, we always shoot for May 1st is the target date for full service water bathhouses. 3 weeks, 4 weeks out or so. We're hoping for a bit earlier this year. I'm thinking seasonal staff. We'll have some returning maintenance workers starting around the 20th of this month. And that week of the 20th should be our first go at putting the water on and getting the sites ready for May. But it's, you know, slow time in April. No doubt that it's a lot of prep time. I tell you what's got us busy is the high school girls softball.
Yeah, that's...
Had a big home opener last night on the field, on the rec right. park field. And I think, fortunately, the frost was still in the ground, so it kept the infield firm enough to play on. But the east wind was a nice home field advantage. And I didn't get a final score on that game, but... we spent the better part of the day getting the field ready.
And yeah, girls softball always starts, you know, it's kind of like bears coming out of the den, you know? They always come out a little sooner than you want them to. And then girls softball, a lot of game cancellations. And yeah. It's so unfair because the girls work really hard.
You bet. It's a short season, a cold season. And I know last year in particular, you know, April was snowy month. And they, I think, canceled about 8 of their first 10 games and then played about 6 games every week in the last 2 weeks, and it's a rough climate for spring softball and baseball, I should say. But we're staying busy. We've got staffing we're looking at. We are hiring. We've got a few positions open for the seasonal maintenance and custodial, and those applications are being accepted for another week or so until next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And so, if you're interested, go stop down to City Hall or check us out online, and. Yeah, just a lot of prep work, a lot of getting the mowers ready and getting the all the gear ready, getting the docks sorted. You know, we survived the ice and the winter and came through pretty good. Now, the golf course, we got an update on last night. I should let everyone know that Mike Conchier is back and had a little bit of bad news about the greens and the winter kill again with all the ice and sort of hot cold cycling. We're seeing some die off, seeing some brown spots. I'm still optimistic that it'll come back. It's certainly by June or July. But given the inconvenience of the greens being not at their optimal, we decided to discount our season pass. It'll be even more reasonable to make up for a little bit of turf recovery that we'll be working on this spring.
Okay. We've been speaking with Dave Terstig. He is manager of the Grand Marais Recreation Park. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll just all wait and hope that pretty soon we'll be able to be ready for the 1st of May.
Yeah, yep, or sooner.
Dave Terstig, thanks a bunch.